seems like an equitable trade.
All right, good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the August 16th regular meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. I'm Brian Luke, the Vice President. Our President is out of town, as is our Superintendent, but we have Jonathan Langhouse here, the Assistant Superintendent, and most of the board. So welcome. We have a roll call.
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine's absent.
And could we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and our first order of business is adopting the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
And roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Now, we do have a public participation part of the meeting. Is anybody here for that?
No one has signed up.
Okay. So let's go ahead to our reports. The first one is the Ohio High Point report.
Okay, well, good evening, everyone. Yeah, kind of summer, we're gearing up for school start here in this next week. And so for this last month, we did have enrollment grow by 57 students or FTE. So we're real happy about that. Mm-hmm. Also, Clark State went into an MOU with Ohio High Point. They're offering a four-year degree program now, so one of the first ones that they've offered, and they're tying it into our manufacturing program. So students will be able to, in the past it was only a two-year program, and now you can have an opportunity to do a four-year program at Clark State through Ohio High Point. Mm-hmm. And so we're real happy about that. Obviously the teachers are getting ready to get started here in the next few weeks. But there's a lot of collaboration between the satellites, especially here in Marysville, and just in preparation for this next year. All right.
Thanks,
Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Yeah. Thank you. And now we have the superintendent's report, Jonathan Langhouse.
Just want to start off first, to give an update in regards to our stadium projects. Before I get into that, I'd just like to take a moment and kind of turn over the floor to some guests here this evening. We have Bruce Daniels from Honda Marysville Impact 60, as well as Tony Uthinger, Impact 60, here to talk with the Board of Education.
I guess, for lack of a better description, this is kind of our letter of intent, right? thank you for giving us a minute this evening. We have, as you know, been discussing with, or at least I have been with Diane Mankins for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months now, I guess, about the stadium project and the naming rights and those types of things. So what we, our intent or our plan is currently is, it's rather unique, but it's kind of a third. Is what our, the path we'd like to head on. Basically what it is, it's Impact 60 contributing a third, so it's out of our 501(c). Honda Marysville participating in the business side of a third of the amount, and then myself personally. And so at this point, we need to talk about the details of that, or kind of what our understanding how it goes is $750,000, and is paid back over a 10-year period on an annual basis of $75,000. And what our it's not a condition or contingency or anything like that, but what I talked to Diane about was, I said, it really, it'd be great to, stick Honda Marysville, I guess, on another billboard somewhere and Impact 60 and all those types of things. But what our real goal would be, or real reasoning behind it, would be to see if there's a way that we can use this as not only a football stadium, a sports stadium, and all these wonderful things that it'll do, but also as a place where we could possibly get, for lack of a better description, some face time with the kids. So if there's a good initiative, you guys recall we did the Sam King Unis event at the high school, was things similar to that. Some things real serious like that, some things more fun. Also, we would like to consider, like, if we did bring like a ZZ Top type of band back. We've gone to a couple of the events, like down in the Dublin area, they'll bring into the stadium, like Sheryl Crow or something like that, and put the tables out and use the facility for that type of thing. So I said we'd like to have those types of things. It brings community together, and it kind of gets them. So it's not just Friday night football, which is the most fun, right? But it gets it's more of a community gathering, celebration, education type place. So with that said, the name we thought we really don't know yet. We wanted to name it something related to what it is. What it's there for. So obviously not Hanna Marysville or necessarily Monarch, whatever, or Impact. Impact probably doesn't go good with the stadium, but but basically would seek out ideas and also try to engage some of the kids and stuff like that. Say, hey, we need to name this, give them, you know, the who, what, where, and why of the whole thing, and then come up with a name and put it on there. So that's it in a nutshell. I thought maybe it might be easier because I talk a lot and probably say things that don't need to be said, but maybe if there's some questions. This is my first time down this road. I don't really know what the heck I'm doing. But the thing that I brought it up to him, I said, you know, if you think about it, if we could get 7th to 12th grade, maybe we do this over the course of the next 10, 15 years, and we can have impactful type gatherings and or maybe the parents come sometime for like the same things that mean something to the community where you can bring them there, have the FaceTime with the kids, get them gathered, you know, enhance the cultural beliefs and just, I don't know if it's making sense to you, but that's where the difference can be made, because you never know what you're going to say that may resonate with somebody out there or give them hope or give them a desire to go out there and do something in the world. It all happened to all of us, right? Somebody said something or we saw something or whatever, and I think it would be a great opportunity to have that cultural statement made in a communications place. And it also stands for something, right? It also... You know, when people describe it, they say, well, why is it called that? It was called that because this is us. This is where we play football here. Yes, we play soccer here. And yes, we do all these different things here. But we also come together as a community here and remind ourselves of what it is that we want to be and who we need to be and all those types of things. So with that said, is there like some questions that maybe, because we're trying to...
We're working on the details, but I think the commitment's there. One of the details I don't believe will change is the level of that commitment financially, which is what is important to you, so that you can budget for the stadium. But just some of the finer points of what that commitment looks like when it's actually reduced to paper. So we're there with you in spirit. We just need to work out all the details, and we hope to do that over the course of the next month. But our board meeting on Monday, we met with the superintendent. It was a very positive meeting. I think we're committed in spirit. We just need to work out some of the details.
I have to tell you, I think it's awesome, Bruce, and I love the idea of the community thing. Again, that all comes back to, you know, the community aspect of everything. And I love having events there and bringing the community together on top of just, you know, along with the sports, but by bringing it all together. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it should work, and I understand it's like 6,000 or something like that. I didn't know it was quite that big, but...
Are you thinking, like when you're envisioning the community uses, are you picturing it as designed as we kind of have moved the design so far, or would it affect like any particular details of the design.
So. I mean, it's obviously, it's first and foremost, it's a sports arena. That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to serve that purpose. It just so happens, like you can use them to. To properly seat 6,000 people yes. without having it be chaotic.
Yeah.
So just worked out that. But I think the what came to mind when we first met at Memorial Hospital with our board was, hey, how could we get maybe a little positive face time with the youth, with the kids? Mm-hmm. Give them something positive, whatever it is. Awareness of this, awareness of that. Not have it be non-motivating or have it be inspirational,
right.
But have it be culturally related to who we are, and just a, kind of more like a communications opportunity, right? Awareness. Sometimes it's, at least I'm finding out that it's not so much that people don't want to do something about something, but it's just they're just not aware. Mm-hmm. They're just not aware of what's going on, whether it's good or bad or solution-based, but you know what I mean?
Right.
So again, your comment about the community.
Yes.
We can gather, we can use it, but again, I don't know if I answer your question. To me, first and foremost, it's about sports, but my kids have started football, right? Yeah. They're doing the flag football forever, yeah. Now they started with the regular football. But the neat thing about it, their coach is, it's like when we were in school, and the sport, it's life coaching too.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it does kind of tie together. And
the relationship, it'll start with a name on the stadium and facilities, but it's what happens at the facilities that really matters and how we engage them and hopefully giving them positive influences and role models and objectives in their lives. That's the Marysville that I grew up in.
Right. It'll grow our future, too. It's already a great community. Maybe we can, grow and nurture a few more assets in the human capital side of it, right? Mm-hmm. There's good people here. Let them know that we want to have them be a part of the community or our business. Hey, if you're interested in what we do, we'd like to have you. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I know that as I've talked about this and my own thoughts in this, was one to try to increase student participation was my number one goal. To have, because having facilities is kind of secondary to getting the kids involved and having things for them to do. So I think that's in line with what you're proposing. Todd and I had an opportunity some time ago to talk to the Realtors Association, and I told them that the facility at the high school for many people inside and also outside of our community, that will become our front door. That will be what they see and what they know of Marysville.
Right.
And so I think that fits well with the vision that...
It does in the name, I think, too, because I was talking to Diane. I said, Diane, bear with me here a little bit, but we don't need to spend $750,000 to promote Hannah Marysville on the football field. A lot of people already know that stuff. And so the name is not really so much to, not that we wouldn't want to let them know that we like to sell Hondas and service them here. I get all that. But really, if we could find a way to culturally enhance the community to where the whole economy kind of feels it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's more of an attitude about who we are and sense of pride and, it's like an energy bowl or something, but it wasn't, I didn't really have any interest, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, I didn't really have any interest to say we need another sign with Anna Marysville on it or anything like that, or to boost our organization in kind of way. I don't think it's going to sell us more cars. It probably does happen, but that's not the reason. And it, to me, if the community is vibrant, successful, growing economically, we're sound and solid, the car business will be fine. The restaurant business will be fine. It's not a fancy one. Maybe they will be down the road, right? But, that's the reason we do it. And it can rally some businesses to say, I'm going to get involved with the schools, and I'm going to get involved and help grow our future too. So it's more, and again, we will benefit certainly, because when the community benefits, they can afford to buy things that we sell. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I think that's the most important part moving forward, is to work out the details that we talked about.
Which still includes the name. We'd love to come up with a name that becomes, something in and of itself. Sort of like everybody knows the Schottenstein Center is the Schott. We'd love to come up with Impact 60, Honda Marysville Stadium, have a name that's cool and catchy like the other stadiums often do, the Shoe.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have ideas, we're open to that.
Are you going to be soliciting ideas on a community basis?
That's fine with me. The only trouble you have with it, this is off the record.
We got the Journal Tribune right there. So
go easy on me here. I was talking so I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, the only thing that we got to be sensitive of is not over-promising in one particular area. Let them know that we're going to take all the information in, but we may not choose something you submit.
Right.
Because you wouldn't want to do like a contest or something, say, hey, we're going to pick a name, and mm-hmm. somebody not... We end up coming up with our own name. To answer your question, I think the engagement of the community, the youth, basically anybody that's in this here, mm-hmm. That gets what we're talking about, say, hey, yeah, we'll take it and work on it. And it needs to have something simplistic, something so very, very simple, but yet it is so profound that it says, I get it. And almost where people have to ask, why in the heck did, okay, it's a cool name, but what? And then you tell the story.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And everybody knows the story. So, but I'm pretty pumped up about the opportunity to for everybody to have a chance to make an impression on the kids in the now and the future. Maybe we can get rid of this stupid heroin problem and all that type of thing, and give them reasons not to go down that path. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
No problem.
Very much appreciate you building the community.
Yep.
Contributed so
I'm
much.
I'm a small member of a big crowd.
So well, we're very appreciative.
On it first.
Is this a good opportunity for a photo with the board? And
yeah, we can do a quick photo.
That's fine. You guys open to that?
Sure.
Okay with that?
Right.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you,
sir. Camera phone are we using?
I guess it will be me.
Okay.
since you would break your camera.
That is right. I'm not very apologetic.
Yeah.
Well,
Thank you. You're representing Diane.
You need to have Todd in the picture because Todd has steady hands.
Millions of dollars slip through his fingers every year.
Thank you, Tony.
Chuck, you want to get in here?
No.
Okay.
We got a couple here to do. One, two, three. Up here.
Oh, then he's going to get another camera.
That's right. Paparazzi.
Melissa will have all the details and everything.
No rush.
Thanks again.
All right. Have a good meeting.
Go to another few months, right? Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
My wife said she liked it, and that's the only reason it's still there.
There you go. We'll tell her that I'm in agreement, so tell her you can't shave it down. Hey, Chuck, we'll be with you. Okay? Okay. Bye.
Well, your report's starting now.
Well, yeah, this is
call of the day.
Just wanted to say that. Right. The stadium projects update just got off to a great start.
Yes.
And again, we just can't thank Bruce. And he's truly an important part of our community.
Absolutely.
And he gets it. He gets it. It's about community.
Yes.
So we're very, very thankful.
Yes. Truly blessed with him.
Just to continue with the stadium projects update, we'll just finish off with the high school facility first. We're still in design phase with MSA, Feinergers, et cetera, working out the details. Our goal is to be out to bid this fall, see where the bids come back in at, so then we can start making some decisions then, depending on the market, et cetera. And as we continue with fundraising, et cetera. Shifting gears over to the Bunsell project. Again, we're working through some permits. We're working through some of the details with Quandel, our general contractor. We hope to break ground as soon as we can, but we got to have everything aligned first before we do that. So, again, we're moving at a good pace, trying to get things rolling and working with our general contractor. So that's exciting. Day two with kids today. First day with all high schoolers in our three high schools. Also day two of staggered start was today. We got one more day staggered start tomorrow with grades 1 through 8. Kindergartners continue with their KRA assessments and gentle start appointments. Freshman day went extremely well for STEM, the high school, and TRI. Positive feedback from students as well as administrators and staff. So that's good, starting to build those relationships. And again, on Monday then, all K-12 will be into buildings. So we'll be full throttle come Monday. So just want to say a special thanks to all the team members and the preparation, the behind-the-scenes work that people do. So the buildings, and the infrastructure, the technology, the food, everything's ready day one for kids. Just can't say enough thanks.
Yeah, I can't. I know that, when the students aren't around, our maintenance and custodial staff work extra hard all summer. I know the technology people get swamped. This summer may be one of their hardest times. I think the first couple of weeks of school is another one. But the buildings, I've had a chance to be in a couple of buildings, and the buildings look sparkling. I know that the students and parents really appreciate all the time and effort that all of the district employees put into having things ready for them.
Absolutely. At the end of the year. Again, we're fortunate here in Marysville to have team members who take pride in their work, take pride in their schools and their facilities.
Yeah.
So it shows.
Yeah.
Before students even entered the buildings, we collaborated with Marysville Police and Fire, the Union County EMA, as well as the Union County Sheriff's Department to do some safety trainings with staff to test out our emergency plans, to see what we could do to improve. Just got some tremendous feedback from administrators, extremely beneficial, really made them think. Staff really made them think. First responders made them think.
Right.
So we can just continue to improve. Because you don't get better unless you practice. And that's the whole point of those exercises. So that went extremely well. And again, just a special thanks to our first responders out there. Again, strong collaboration, strong relationships.
Yeah.
We have a common goal. It's impressive. Enrollment update, we'll have more of an update for you in September. Right now there's a flux. We're getting new students, but also we have students who are going to another district, like they moved, they bought a house somewhere else. So enrollment's kind of going up and down, and we should see more of a solid number and provide you an update in September. August is just always that busy time of year. Local report card-wise, right now we're just reviewing some data, making everything as good for the review. Again, we'll have more of an update in September.
Right.
Because things change between now and then. So, again, we'll provide you an update in September as long as the state stays on their timeline. Levy-wise, we just had a levy meeting, a levy committee meeting this past Tuesday. Really picking up speed, picking up momentum. Boundary teams are really formulating and finalizing their plans to execute. T-shirts are available if anybody would like to buy a T-shirt. So those are available as well. So pretty exciting time of year. It's always exciting to get everybody in the building, seeing the staff, just seeing kids in the building. It just brings that level of excitement for everybody. So, and that's all they got.
Yeah, I was at Raymond for the open house that they had Monday evening, and the building was packed. I talked with one of the teachers, introduced myself to her, and asked her if she had had a chance to meet many of her students. And in her classroom, I think she, that night, saw all but three of the kids and parents. You know, it was just, you know, an amazing outpouring there. Next night I was at Bunsold, and the building was packed with parents and kids, you know, finding their lockers and checking combinations. There was one young lady that had a crowd surrounding her trying to help her get her locker open, and hopefully she did before the evening ended. So.
That's one of the biggest concerns for kids and when they come back or they go to a new building that has lockers. It's just making sure they get that combination right and they can get that locker moving efficiently. But again, the professional development happening before the kids came back, just the innovation we're seeing from our team members and ideas that they're implementing in their classroom. I mean, everybody's living our mission, innovate, collaborate, inspire. So. And that speaks to the inspire piece, which is that turnout by the community. So, yep, and that's all I got.
Okay, the treasurer's report. Okay, so this morning was the Chamber of Commerce meeting. I attended that along with Chris Schmank, who's our levy committee co-chair. We kind of gave a brief presentation about the levy, kind of the reasons behind the reasons and the numbers behind the two levies. And the Chamber of Commerce unanimously approved a resolution in support of those two levies, so that was great news. And also, Dick May mentioned this on his legislative report, if it was important enough to make the grade. I don't know if when you read legislation about the five-year forecast, probably doesn't pique very many people's interest, but that one hits me a lot. So you may have heard that there was legislation passed that would make the five-year forecast due November 30th, as opposed to it's always been due on October 31st. I really don't know the reason behind it. It doesn't really matter to me too much. I'll have it ready when it needs to be ready. But they just came out today that law doesn't take effect until November 1st, which is a day after the original law says it's due on the 31st. So this year we'll get it the same time as usual because it won't affect anything until next year. So. All for me. Okay, thank you. So for the board president's report, which is the next item on our agenda, I've got just a few items. The board has a work plan that we try to put together every year, and we are going to be approving that or voting on it next month. Remember when we did a little work on that? The Japanese... I guess they're not really exchange students, or do you call them that, or are they visitors? The Japanese students will be here this week. You know, we have an exchange program with them, and some of us will be there Saturday morning to welcome them, and we'll try to do our best to make a very, you know, hospitable welcome for them, because we've heard here in front of the board from our students how they're treated when they go over to Japan, how incredibly welcoming and polite the Japanese are. So we're going to try to do that as well. So that's exciting coming up this week. One other item we have, as part of our work plan, we decided we're going to visit the buildings in pairs this year. Not to, add to the work of the teachers or the principals, but just to greet people in the building and give them our support. And we're going to do that on, there were some dates going around. Does anybody?
August 29th.
No. August 29th will be one of our days, and we'll try to visit a lot of the buildings that day. If we don't get to all of them, we'll pick another day. But our goal is to visit all the 10 buildings plus the transportation department.
Correct.
Which will be new for me. But we're very appreciative of our bus drivers, of course, so it would be nice to greet them, even if we have to be there at 5:30 in the morning, too. Anything else about the building visits or the...
We'll put together a schedule. We're going to break it down into two and two, and we're going to split the buildings five and six, or maybe whoever gets done first gets the extra sixth location. But approximately 30 minutes at each building, so that's very quick. So it's very much going to be in... greet as many people as we can, do just a little brief question, Q&A, how are things going, what's big for this year, that type of thing, and then on to the next building. So we just want everyone to feel welcome, appreciated.
Yeah, and August 29th seems early in the year to me, but actually they'll have been teaching for 2 weeks by then. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have on under the board president's report. So if you're ready, we could move to the legislative report, Dick.
All right. The legislative report I emailed to you just an hour or so. And the legislature is in recess until after the election. So there's no committee meetings and they're not passing any legislation. The only thing that I put in the report, we received an email from Welsh Schwartz, who's the OSBA lobbyist, one of the OSBA lobbyists, and he outlined some bills that passed that the governor has signed into law. And I don't know if you had an opportunity to look at that or... four bills that were sent to him were all bills that OSBA was supportive of, something that in my communication with our local legislators, I encouraged them to support the legislation. There was in House Bill 87, I think it's timely. That bill deals with the credit of funds that are recovered from ECOT and other online schools that didn't meet expectations. I think that's nice. I'll put it that way. That money then would be, that was recovered, would be divided up among the schools in the state of Ohio based on where those students that were on, that got paid for to those e-schools. So we would have, I don't know, a few students maybe. But I encouraged our local legislators that money to go to education and not go right back into the general fund. It should stay out there. House Bill 318, I think, is an important bill that deals with the school resource officers. And under law, there was no legal definition of what a school resource officer was, what their training was, what their qualifications were, and so forth. And before the state could fund school resource officers, you have to create school resource officers. So this bill created the school resource officer position and provides some funds through grants and so forth. Not much, but some funds there. Senate Bill 216, which was a conglomerate of lots of different pieces and parts, passed. There was a change that was really the one disappointment in all of this legislation. The bill at one time had a provision that would have required parents to pay 50% of the textbook costs. And I think, Todd, you told me we had like $320,000. No, it wasn't that much.
I don't think it was. I think I remember last year the number was around 60, and then this, or 2 years ago the number was around 60. This year it increased.
It was like up around $100,000.
$100,000.
Yeah, it was about $100,000 for textbooks just for College Credit Plus. And so that provision was taken out at the last moment. They got right to the final vote and they removed that. So school districts will now pay the full cost of textbooks in that program. There was a second change that removed provision that would have excluded excused absences from the number of absences triggering a notice to parents on attendance and so forth. And that piece of legislation, I think, addressed a lot of things. We'll kind of see how all the different little pieces and parts of it fit, and I'm certain we're going to get some updates and reactions. And House Bill 312 had to do with credit cards and requires school districts to have some policies with some specific provisions concerning credit card use, but I think our credit card policies and our procedures here fall well within.
The procedures do. Our policy will need to be beefed up a little bit based on that law. So I actually just spoke to OSBA regarding that, because whenever there's something like that, the auditors will be on top of it for the next audit. So they've said that when our next policy update, they're going to be releasing a policy that should meet all of those requirements.
Yeah. But I knew our procedures were solid in terms of that. So that's, you know, the laws, the changes in laws that occurred thus far this year are, for the most part, I think, pretty positive. One disappointment on the textbook cost, and we will see after the election what happens, because they will come back as a lame duck legislature with about 3 weeks to move all the remaining legislation that sits before them. So it'll be, I didn't expect it to be a real hectic time.
Thank you, Dick. And then do we have a safety and drug committee report, Amy?
We will not have that till Tuesday. Our meeting is on Tuesday, and we're going to be going over all the surveys from the kids. And so we'll be able to get data from all the surveys that they brought in. So that's our big, that's the big thing.
What were the surveys?
Surveys that they send out and
the youth risk behavior.
Yeah, on the youth risk behavior things. And what it will give us all data on what these kids are saying, what's happening right now in the schools. So we'll have that Tuesday. You're going to be there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Very helpful data.
Yeah.
So do we have a motion next to approve the meeting minutes from the last two meetings, maybe?
It's actually three.
Or three.
Yep.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Okay, let's go to a roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes. The Board of Education items are next, and this is, if we have a If we have a motion to approve Nan Savage as our delegate for the November 2018 Annual Business Ohio School Boards Association meeting. So Nan would be the delegate, and then do we also have an alternate?
That'd be the next motion.
Okay, so this motion would be just to approve Nan as the delegate to that meeting.
So moved.
Well, I will move that we delegate Nan to be our delegate.
Okay. So we have a motion and another motion.
We'll take Dix as a second.
All right. I wasn't sure what we needed to be. Yes.
Do we have any discussion, Nan, of Nan or by Nan?
No, I had the opportunity to attend. It's part of the Capital Conference event. I had an opportunity to attend last year. Very kind of informative to learn how the platform for the Ohio School Board Association is put together. So kind of a learning experience.
Okay, let's vote.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes. And now we also have a chance to hear motions to approve Dick Smith as the alternate delegate to that meeting.
So moved.
I'll
second.
Thank you. Any comments on that, Dick?
Glad to do it. Did that for several years, and think that this is a great opportunity for Nan.
Okay.
But I will be happy to attend if something comes up.
All right. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes. So now let's turn to the treasure items for our consideration. And we could take motions to approve all the items.
So moved.
Seconded.
Second.
A couple items to point out, not a whole lot on there. We did receive a $40,000 grant from Battelle. It's a STEM grant to be used with our Fab Lab, so that was good news. And then also, we received a $152,000 rebate from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation, which, again, is great news. We received last year an amount a little less than that. It was around, I think it was 130-something last year we received a rebate. So received another one this year. It was even a little higher. So, you know, good news for the bottom line.
Thanks.
Pay for those textbooks.
So any questions or for any of the items on our list tonight? All right, let's do a roll call then.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes. So those motions carry, and now could we take motions for the superintendent items? Let me just see. We have HR items, approval of volunteers, and other superintendent action items. I don't think we have any abstentions that we need. I mean, for once, none of our family are getting involved in the schools this month. Yeah. We have very extended families. So do we have a motion for the superintendent items?
So moved.
Second.
Really nothing too out of the ordinary for this time of year in August. Just a list of district and staff that we're hiring. Some Title I approvals, auxiliary funds for some non-publics. We do have some resignations and a retirement. Just want to wish Sandra Glassmeyer the best of luck as she retires. She was a cashier cook at the Early College High School and has been with us for years. So we just want to wish her the best of luck as she enters into retirement. SAC employee approvals, as well as some the long list of supplementals, some volunteer coaches, club coaches, as well as home instructor list. Provide home instruction to students if in need. Long list of classified substitutes, which we're very thankful for, as well as a nice list of volunteers to get us started. And also, too, some internships, with a strong partnership with The Ohio State University in regards to speech interns, as well as a psychologist intern this year. So that's exciting. Just our annual bus stops that we bring before you each August. And then, too, just the approval letter in regards to our food service department, verifying that we meet state standards.
I started going through that bus stop list.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I was fascinated.
Was
it? I mean, it was just, you know, all these addresses, and to see that the bus was going to be on the road for 47.3 miles, and the route was going to take 53 minutes and 47 seconds to complete, the detail. And you know, just making sure that all the kids are picked up and delivered to the right spot, and all are delivered home, was just incredible. And I know that, that they have some technology that helps, but I also know that once the technology has done its work, that the real work begins, because then they got to make sure it actually fits. So. Right.
Well, and Tina Sherrock, our Director of Transportation, and her team, they do a tremendous job. She's extremely detail-oriented. You know, we just always ask for patience this time of year.
Right.
Because, you know, we need to make stops for kids who may choose not to ride a bus. But until we verify that, mm-hmm. then that helps with shortening some routes, making them a little bit quicker. Just take some time in August just to make sure we got who's riding and who's right. not. And then those shifts are made and adjustments are made to improve yeah. the routes even better. So
it was just, like I said, just page after page
yep.
after page mm-hmm. in detail.
That document was, what, 100, 200 pages? We vote on these items quickly, but there's a lot of work behind all of them.
Yes.
We appreciate the
Absolutely.
Care
Absolutely.
And the detail. And I did not ride through those bus routes to check them. I figured I would vote based on my trust of the transportation department.
Tina is very good at what she does.
So, any other comments about the superintendent items? We have a roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes. Motion carries. So now we are at, if we didn't miss anything, the comments and questions from board members. And
I've made a number of comments tonight. Did have an opportunity today to speak with and appear with Chris Schmink at the realtor's lunch, and got a warm reception from the realtors as Chris put forth the information on the levy so that they would know the facts, so that they can talk to their clients and be knowledgeable in terms of that. Excited for the start of the school year. The little bit of the district that I've had a chance to see over the last several days, the buildings look great. Everybody, the teachers and staff, administration, everybody looks, you know, eager for the start of the year. Lots of smiles on their faces. The level of parental involvement was very much appreciated by me, because you know, seeing the parents taking the kids and going through the schools, meeting the teachers, and having an opportunity to, you know, see firsthand where the learning is going to take place is I think it was you know, just absolutely wonderful. So very excited for the start of school year, and would like to comment on the presentation we had. People in our community have always been very supportive. I happened to be around when the existing high school facilities were built, and there was a lot of community involvement, and I know that we've received a lot of community support for the facilities that will be built at the high school. And I think that the comment made that this needs to, because I've heard Bruce Daniels talk about the human capital in our community, And I know that's very much on his mind, that when everybody in our community is doing well, the whole community benefits. I think the facility at Bunsell, the facility, new facilities at the high school will help us to achieve more community involvement, more student participation, and hopefully address some of the concerns that he shared and the concerns that we have on this board.
Next community coffees coming up are September 15th, October 3rd, and November 10th. So all our community coffees are held at Fifth Street Cafe, right downtown Marysville, from 9 to 10. They're all on a Saturday morning.
Can you say those dates again, please?
Yes. September 15th, mm-hmm. October 13th, November 10th.
They're all going to be at the Fifth Street Cafe?
Correct.
Okay.
Kind of a word of appreciation for the hard updates that have been done over the summer. The Creekview parking lot looks good, and it looked really bad, so it looks really good. And a shout out to the Creekview custodial staff, who was very busy this summer helping teachers update their rooms, implement ideas within their rooms. They were very, very helpful. The gym floor, thank you for your Twitter updates. Those are helpful because nobody can be everywhere all the time. The new tennis courts, the resurfacing of the tennis courts, so there's been a lot of physical improvements to the facilities as we enter into the new school year. So thank you for sharing and keeping everyone informed. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm just really excited, and once again, of Bruce being involved with our schools and backing this community and our school system the way he does. I think this is huge. Mm-hmm. I just think that I love the idea that he is humble enough to not even need the need to put Honda, but is thinking more of the kids and what this community means to our kids. I just think that that's just very, very special. So, and then also the seniors painted their paw prints, the football team. They got all that done. Michael had to hang up the phone from me. He said, Mom, I just don't need to talk about it right now. Click. So he's having a hard time that his baby's going to be a senior. So we got to see all those paw prints and stuff, so it's exciting. And that's it.
I would also just thank Mr. Daniels, Impact 60, Honda Marysville, just all for a very, very generous donation, just really gone above and beyond. Just really appreciate it. And the I don't think the project could happen without it.
Right.
Just like to echo what Todd just shared.
Amazing. Amazing. He has such faith in our community.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I would also...
his heart and his head are in the right place.
Right, yes.
I'm also appreciative of their generosity and vision, but I also want to thank the team that's been working on this. And we'll continue to work on it. This is a big step today, so thank you for all that you've done to keep that moving forward. I'm also excited about the new school year. I've got two in the STEM school, a sophomore and a senior, and there's a lot of excitement in the whole community. A lot of the kids, more than you'd think, are very happy to be going back to school this week. So best wishes for the year.
I just realized
I've
got five grandkids and five different
students. You have a lot of events out of
you. You just realized that.
I'm in four different schools, but you got me beat now.
Yeah.
So with that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Salute.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Daniels?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes. So we are adjourned at 7:55. Thank you, guys.
What's the last one?